State Health Department officials testifying at a Senate hearing this week say they still don't know the exact cause of the vaping-related respiratory illness that has sickened more than 1,800 people across the country, including 156 New Yorkers, and causing 38 deaths. WXXI's Karen DeWitt explains.
Deputy Health Commissioner Brad Hutton told senators that despite weeks of testing 200 vaping cartridges used by people who became ill and additional research, they still can't find one link to all of the cases. He says some of the cartridges are from black market cannabis vaping products containing THC and two other additives, vitamin E acetate oil and castor oil, which are not considered safe to inhale. The nicotine vaping devices also contain substances that are commonly mixed in to facilitate vaping, including PEG, polyethylene glycol, and other chemical compounds.
However, the most important thing is that we don't have one specific substance. There continue to be many hypotheses for what could be causing these illnesses, from those oils and thickeners to other contaminants or adulterants that are not supposed to be present in either the liquid or the cartridges, to theories about the intensity of heat in some of the most recent fourth generation devices, or potentially an interaction of many of those factors. And so the investigation continues.
Governor Cuomo signed executive orders to ban the sale of flavored and menthol e-cigarettes, though the ban is currently on hold due to a court challenge by the vaping industry. On November 13th, the legal age to buy tobacco and electronic cigarettes will be raised from 18 to 21 in New York State, although many counties already require the higher age limit. And on December 1st, a new 20% tax will be imposed on the sale of e-cigarettes. Those measures are in response to the dramatic increase in teen vaping. Hutton says health officials successfully reduced the use of combustible cigarettes among teens in the past 20 years, but he says vaping has essentially replaced regular cigarettes among high school students.
In a sad irony, the rate of e-cigarette use among New York State high school youth in 2018 was 27%. The same as the cigarette smoking prevalence back in 2000.
Hutton says the tobacco companies that dominate the e-cigarette market are using similar strategies used for combustible tobacco products in the past to entice teens to vape, with a modern twist that includes endorsements by social media influencers. Younger people can see them on their smartphones. Hutton's testimony led Senator Brad Hoylman to ask, why not ban all nicotine vaping products?
It's a dangerous product to begin with. That's not been fully vetted by the FDA. Why should we be allowing its use at all in New York State?
Well, because of the current outbreak, we're certainly recommending that no adults currently vape, really only focused on the flavoring because of the adolescent concern, but certainly look forward to any discussions about a broader policy discussion.
Hoylman also asked if all menthol tobacco products, including combustible cigarettes, should be outlawed. He's sponsoring a bill to do that. Hutton answered that it's harder to ban regular menthol cigarettes because federal law permits their sale. Senator Liz Krueger took it a step further, saying she believes all tobacco products should be outlawed. Krueger is sponsoring the Senate's bill to legalize the adult recreational use of marijuana, which could include the vaping of cannabis products. She asked Hutton whether the act of vaping itself could be considered a health hazard.
We should be doing everything we can to make sure we're not creating a new health problem for New Yorkers through the vaping of products if we can't guarantee that, regulated correctly with the right ingredients being vetted, can't be made safe.
Hutton says research on the vaping of nicotine products shows it can be considered harmful, but he says there has not been enough research done on the vaping of cannabis. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.